I'm Georgia Kondek. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close Up podcast. A CSIRO report has outlined what farming systems could look like in 2050. The country is being urged to act now to accelerate agricultural innovation to achieve productive, resilient and sustainable farming systems. I spoke with Futures Agriculture and Food Lead, Dr. Catherine Wynne, about how we can achieve these goals and what it means if we don't.
Our report presents an evidence-based picture of what farming systems could look like in 2050. So this work combines research by CSIRO and input from leaders across the Australian agriculture industry, research and government sectors, including input from over 100 participants. And with these participants, we co-developed four plausible future scenarios, ranging from two more desirable scenarios through to two less desirable scenarios, really looking at what the future might have in store for us.
Can you outline for me those four evidence-based future scenarios?
The first scenario, as I said, there's two that are more desirable, two less desirable. The first scenario is called regional agricultural capitals, and that's where large multinational corporations have consolidated and seamlessly integrated much of agriculture's value chains. They leverage technology, they've got increased levels of productivity, new workforce opportunities, and this is all concentrated in a few select regional cities where multiple sectors are experiencing growth. The second scenario is more around environment, so it's called landscape stewardship, and it's where we're using the land to support energy transition through carbon capture and restoration of the environment as a national priority. So farming systems are resilient and productive because farmers have taken advantage of a range of diverse income streams, blurring the lines between farming, biodiversity, carbon sequestration, and as well as the energy production part of things. Then the two other scenarios are less desirable. We've got climate scenario as the third one, which is, you know, without transformative change, the agriculture sector is really focused on surviving rather than thriving. So producers and farmers are having to relocate. They're incrementally adapting, but they remain uncertain about long-term viability of their business. And then system decline, the fourth one and least desirable, is where Australian agriculture has really reached a tipping point. So we've got delayed and fragmented decision-making, leaving farmers facing economic and environmental consequences of extreme weather events, and only incremental advances in agricultural technologies, with many businesses really struggling to maintain profit. So quite different scenarios.
Yeah, you just kind of led me into my next question there about this decline in farm profitability. Why do you think that we've seen that? What does your report show on that? And, what kind of needs to be done to help it?
So extreme climate events really challenge the profitability of the agricultural sector and limit the productive capacity of our growing regions. So we know that hotter conditions have reduced the profitability of broadacre farming by about 22% between 2000 and 2019 relative to pre-2000 data. And more broadly, as a whole, Australian agriculture is managing to keep ahead of climate change, but projections show that if we are farming the same way we are today, then it's likely that in some regions and industries, there won't be enough to be maintaining profitability for the farm businesses. So supporting Australian farmers to pursue growth in profitability and productivity within the context of climate change will require long-term strategic planning and significant action by the agricultural sector. Now, this planning is beyond any single organisation, so we're saying that collaboration is needed across the sector to accelerate agricultural innovation. Well, ultimately, the message we want to convey in this report is that achieving a productive, resilient and sustainable future for Australian agriculture is really possible, but it will require significant expertise, experience, energy and collaboration across those public and private sector organisations. So we want this report to motivate interest in discussions around what sort of future we want and what we need to do now to try and achieve it.
That was myself speaking with Futures Agriculture and Food Lead, Dr. Catherine Wynne, about what farming systems could look like by 2050 and the importance of making changes to our way of life to help our farming systems and our overall environment. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close Up podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Georgia Kondek. Have a great day.